Put your hands together for the Lord. Somebody celebrate His goodness. Hey. Surround me, oh Lord, surround me, oh Lord. Tell the Lord to surround you tonight. Surround me, oh Lord. Let your presence fill this place. Sing, surround me, Lord. Surround me, oh Lord. Oh Lord, surround me.
Surround
me, Lord. Surround me, Lord. Surround me, Lord. Surround me, Lord. Surround me, Lord. Surround, surround me. Yeah,
let your presence fill this place.
Let your glory,
let your glory fill this place.
This place,
let your
anaraba sheka la bahalaba. Imomomoraba la bashia. Let your anointing,
let your anointing.
Let your power,
let your power fill this place.
Let your glory,
let your glory fill this place.
Ooh, let your glory, Lord.
Place we can ever be is to be in the presence of God.
Yes.
And the best thing we can ever have is to have God Himself, to have His presence. And tonight we're going to pray. Say, Lord, you see, Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all other things shall be added. So tonight we want to pray and say, Lord, we want your manifest presence. We want to experience the Bible days. Amen. Where the shadow of Peter moving around healed the sick. Listen. Everything that has been written in the word, Bible says that it is meant for us to operate in that. Can I have an amen? It's meant for our example. So for example, so it means that if God blessed people and they were not poor, you don't have to be poor. If they were God healed people, it means that you are going to be healed and God is going to use you to also be healing people. If God performed miracles in the lives of people, it means that He's going to perform miracles in your life. And so tonight we want to pray the presence of God. The presence of God. Bible says that ask and you shall receive, seek and you'll find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives. Everyone. Someone say everyone.
Yeah, everyone.
So tonight, say, tonight as I ask,
I shall receive.
And everyone seeks finds. And the one that knocks, it shall be open unto him.
That knocks, it shall be open unto
him.
Amen.
Amen. So there's no discrimination. So no discrimination.
No discrimination.
Bible says, blessed are those who thirst, who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be. You see, when you are not hungry, it's very difficult to eat. When you are not thirsty, it's not easy to drink water. But when you are thirsty, you gulp it. When you are hungry, you eat voraciously. And tonight you want to be hungry for God.
Yes.
You see, don't be hungry for cars and lands and houses. Be hungry for God. And when you are hungry for God and you get God, what is in God will become available to you. Yes. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
So we are going to pray that may the Spirit of the Lord come and dwell in us. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, King Belshazzar had gone to take the items that were in the temple seized by his father, King Nebuchadnezzar. And then as they were eating from the golden plates and co, a hand started writing, Mene, Mene, Teke, Ufasin, on the wall. The king started shaking. Can you imagine, you are just having a dinner and you see a hand that is writing something on the wall? And so the man was wondering, what is it that is being said? He called his magicians. They could not interpret it. Listen to me. We are in a day and time that the powers of darkness cannot solve the problems, and that we need the hand and the power of God. Can I have an amen? So the queen said, there is a man in the kingdom in whom is a... No, I don't like this one. Do New King James for me. New King James. New King James. Let's read together. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God, and in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, made him chief of the astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Amen. Verse 12. Inasmuch as what? An excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now, let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. May you become another Daniel in our generation. Amen. When they wanted a solution, they said, let us call a man in whom is the spirit of the Holy God. From today, we are praying that, Lord, may your spirit be resident in me, such that in my family, in my community, when they are looking for somebody to eat dreams, may they call on me. Let me become a person of an excellent spirit, a person with the spirit of knowledge and understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas. Can I have an amen? So we want to pray that may your life be revived. Amen. Many of us, we are spiritually dry. You want to pray for a revival. Someone say revival.
Revival.
You want to pray for fresh life, fresh grace, fresh anointing. Let the Holy Spirit come upon me. In Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 2, we're going to pray right now. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 2. He says, revive your work in the midst of the years. Revive your work. Habakkuk chapter 3. Oh Lord, I've heard your speech and was afraid. Oh Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. Amen. So I pray that, Lord, revive me. Revive my church. Revive my prayer life. Revive my Bible study life. Revive my holiness life. Revive my giving life. Revive. Amen. Someone say, Lord, revive.
Lord, revive.
Amen.
Amen.
In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, he said there'll be time of refreshing. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins will be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. So when we repent from our sins, you see, repent and be converted. Some people, they may repent, but they are not converted. You must repent. Repent means change of mind and heart, but you must be converted. Is that right? You must be converted, and then your times of refreshing will come. So we are praying that, Lord, let there be times of refreshing.
Amen.
Coming from your presence.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit fall afresh upon me.
Yes, Lord.
Let the Holy Spirit fall afresh upon me.
Amen.
Let your presence come upon me.
Amen.
Isaiah 11:2. Let the Spirit of the Lord rest upon me. You are praying that from today, may no other spirit but the Spirit of the Lord rest upon you. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon you. The Spirit of wisdom to know what to do. The Spirit of understanding how things work.
Yes.
The Spirit of counsel, advice from God.
Amen.
The Spirit of mind, strength to do what you have to do.
Amen.
The Spirit of the knowledge of God. And the Spirit of what? The Spirit of knowledge means what? To have divine knowledge.
Amen.
May you receive divine knowledge.
I receive it.
Amen. That you go to a place and then as you are there, you receive divine knowledge and you get to know what is going on. the Holy Spirit himself showing you things about people, about your workplace, where they have planted things, where they have plotted. So we are praying for the spirit of knowledge. So it's a spirit of knowledge.
Spirit of knowledge.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Spirit of knowledge.
Yeah, spirit of knowledge. Supernatural knowledge. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the God factor. Are you ready for revival?
Yes.
Lift your hand and say, Father.
Father.
I come to you tonight.
I come to you
Are
tonight.
You guys around? Say, Father.
Father.
Open your mouth. The Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
tonight,
tonight,
I come to you.
I come to you.
As Daniel was chosen,
as Daniel was chosen,
because the Holy Spirit was in him,
because the Holy Spirit was in him,
put a fresh anointing in me,
put a fresh anointing in me,
that it shall become evidence,
that it shall become evidence.
That I am man, I am a man.
That I am a man.
I'm a woman.
I'm a woman.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
The spirit of excellence.
Spirit of excellence.
The spirit of insight.
The spirit of insight.
The spirit of the supernatural.
The spirit of the supernatural.
Within me.
Within me.
The spirit of understanding.
The spirit of understanding.
Interpreting dreams.
Interpreting dreams.
Solving riddles.
Solving riddles.
And explaining enigmas.
And explaining enigmas.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So Lord, revive me.
Lord, revive me.
Revive my prayer life.
Revive my prayer.
Revive my home.
Revive my,
revive my Bible study.
Revive my Bible.
Revive my holiness.
Revive my
in the midst of the years.
In the midst of
Lord,
the years.
Revive our church.
Revive our nation.
In the midst of the years.
In the midst of the years.
May we be refreshed.
May we refresh.
We pray for times of refreshing.
For times of refreshing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As the deer pants.
As the deer pants.
For the water brooks.
For the water brooks.
My soul pants for you. You are the one I want.
You are the one I want.
You are the one I need.
You are the one I need.
You are the one I desire.
You are the one I desire.
Come and fill me.
Come and fill me.
I pray today,
I pray today
that the eyes of my understanding,
the eyes of my understanding
will be enlightened.
Will be enlightened.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I receive the spirit of the Lord,
the spirit of the Lord,
to rest upon me.
Rest upon
that wherever I pass,
wherever
people will know that
there's a spirit
upon me,
which is the Holy Spirit,
the spirit of wisdom.
The spirit of wisdom.
To know what to do.
To know what to do.
The spirit of understanding.
The spirit of understanding.
How to get things done.
How to get things done.
The spirit of knowledge.
The spirit of knowledge.
Information from your presence.
Information from your presence.
The spirit of counsel.
The spirit of
advice from you.
Advice from
the spirit of might.
The spirit of
supernatural strength.
Supernatural
to do what I have to do.
The
spirit of the fear of the Lord. The God factor. I pray today. Fresh anointing,
fresh power,
fresh zeal,
fresh grace.
Let it come upon me right now as I open my mouth. Feel me, Lord. Say, feel me, Lord. 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 With the Holy Ghost, open your mouth. Karabashaka barababa. What you need is his presence. What you need is his power. What you need is his power. Till I overflow. Shabakanda la mahakarababa. Zebrekado, Inabrokado, Zebrahado, Kribaro, Shekribaro, come on, come on, come on, come on, tell the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord dwell in me. Hey, open your mouth and say, Lord, touch me, touch me, touch me with your hand. I don't want to go back the same. 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 I don't want to go to the next man the same. I don't want to go back to the next man the same. Feel me. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Take away any weakness in my life. Take away the weakness in my life. Take away lying in my life. Take away wickedness in my life. Take away foolishness in my life. Take away sinning in my life. Take away the negativities and fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. I need you, Lord, and I want you, Lord.
Lord, take away every weakness in my life. A Sakaya, a Paliate, a Payata, a Paliate, a Palaya, a Sakaniata, a Paliata, every lie, every medication, take away from my life. A Sayai, Ima Kokaya, a Palete, a Paleta, a Sayate, a Palua, a Sakata, a Paliate, a Payata, a Payata, a Payato, a Saint Abelua, a Paycosaila, a Tatayata, a Pilate, a Pabo Sayate, a Car, a Car, a Car.
Come on, open your mouth. Say, I need you, Lord. Fresh fire, fresh fire. Don't start around. Move around and pray. Move around and pray. You say, it is you I want. Power of you, God.
A Sakaya, a Paliata, a Pombaliaka, a Pabio, a Litaya, a Palikosaya Kai, a Ba, a Ba, a Ba, a Ba, a Litaya, a Pombalakaya, a Polaya, a Palita.
Open your mouth. Ikonololo babobore babobore rebe yeke rebe 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 ye. Kubobobore babobore basheke rebe 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 re. Ikonololo mone me rebe ni mona mamo kene mano babore at. Ibobore me basheke ne malo babo 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 babo. Tell the Lord, change me, change me, change me, change me, change me, change me. I want you to change me. I want to touch my life. Change me, change me. The way I think,
the way I behave, the way I talk. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Touch my life. Take away the weakness. Take away the weakness in my life. Every sinful life. Every weakness. Every wickedness. Wickedness. Any secret life. And a secret life that has been going for a day, take it away. Purge me, Lord. Purge me, Lord. Purge the Lord. Purge me. Purge me. Sweep away. Sweep away. Sweep away. Anything in my life that has not going for a day, sweep it away. Sweep it away. Sweep it away. Sweep it away. Make me a new man. Make me a new man. A man of the spirit. A man of the spirit. A man of wisdom. A man of wisdom. A man of grace. A man of dignity, a man of nobility, a man of humility, a man of dignity, a man of humility, a man of community, a man of commitment, a man of dedication. Oh, Yarabashendea, open your mouth. Kebaro Shendere Alababa. Hey, 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 hey. Refresh me, Lord. Revive me, Lord. Say, Lord, revive me. Revive me. Revive me. Revive me. Refresh me. Restore me. Revive me. Refresh me. Restore me. Revive me. Refresh me. Restore me. Fresh oil. Let the rain come upon me. Let the rain. Let it 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 rain. I need a raise. I need a rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Open the floodgates of heaven. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain in our church. Let it rain in our church. Let it rain in my home. Let it rain in my family. Let it rain over my life.
Say, let it rain.
Let it rain.
The heavens rain.
Let it rain.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Say, let it rain.
Fill me up,
hey,
till I overflow. I wanna run,
oh,
I wanna run,
oh,
I wanna run.
Fill me up,
oh, fill me up,
until I overflow,
till I overflow. I wanna run,
oh, I wanna run over,
I wanna run, oh,
over,
yeah, fill me up.
Jesus,
touch me
with your
hand.
Exodus chapter 3, verse number 2, the Bible says concerning Moses, I like your King James, he says that, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. Now, anytime you see the angel of the Lord, you can, even the New King James, you can say it's capital A, it's actually referring to God in the Old Testament. Amen. That's an encounter. God appeared. God sometimes appeared to people like a man, an angel of the Lord. And he appeared unto him in a flame of fire. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. You see, when bush is burned, you can see that it is consuming a shiver. It is diminishing. But this one, it was not diminishing. And so that was a sign. It was not being consumed. That means that it was not being destroyed. Is that right? It was not being diminished. It was not being corrupted. It was not, you know, being lowered in its value. And then the next verse says that, so Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. When he saw the bush that was burning, he was attracted to it. The bush attracted him and there was, gave him an attention. Fire always gives a sign of attention and attraction. When you are there, you see that there's fire burning. It catches everybody's attention and we're attracted to it. So it gives a sense of focus as well. And we're praying that may your life become like a burning bush.
Amen.
Which may your business become like a burning bush.
Amen.
To attract attention.
Amen.
May your life. Maybe you're a single person, nobody has come even to be interested in you, but from today, may the fire of the Holy Ghost be upon you so that people, you become like a burning bush for attention and attraction.
Amen.
May your business receive attention and attraction.
Amen.
May your children receive attention and attraction. May our church receive attention and somebody say attention and attraction.
Attention and attraction.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, attention, order. That's why I said I will now turn aside. It means that you see what he saw caused him that let me look at it. Maybe you are, people are not looking at you. They are not looking at your business. They are not considering you for the job. But now may they turn aside, consider you for the job. Amen. Turn aside, consider you for first class. Amen. Turn aside, consider you to pass the exam. Amen. Turn aside, consider you to get the dollars. Amen. Turn aside, consider you to get a visa.
Amen.
Turn aside, for you, consider you to get a promotion.
Amen. Yes.
I will now turn aside and see this great sight. May your life become like, your life become a great sight. Oh, I don't know whether you guys are. I said, may your life become a great sight.
Amen.
May your name become a great sight.
Amen.
May your family become a great sight.
Amen.
May your Christian life become a great sight.
Amen.
May our church become a great sight.
Amen.
May whatever you do become a great sight.
Amen.
Like a burning bush for attention and attraction.
Amen.
So it's a attention and attraction.
Attention and attraction.
Hey.
Jesus.
Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise.
Lord.
Now, in Acts chapter 2, verse 3. See, Exodus 3, 2, Acts 2, 3. Yeah? Say it after me. Exodus 3, 2, Acts 2, 3. Is that right? Good. When on the day of Pentecost, when they were praying, Moses was doing something. And then he saw the burning bush. On the day of Pentecost, when they were praying, there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. And it sat upon each one of them. As we are praying tonight, fire is settling. Oh, fire is settling on you. The power of God is settling on you. The glory of God is settling on you. There appeared to them divided tongues of fire. Exodus 3:2, fire, they saw fire. And it caused what? Attention and attraction. When the fire of the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you attract what? Attention.
Oh.
Amen. And then verse 4, the Bible says that verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you receive utterance, ability to speak. You become different. From today, God is making you different.
Amen.
I said, God is making you different.
Amen.
He's putting boldness in you.
Amen.
You are receiving a heavenly language.
Receive it.
A language that you will speak from above.
Amen.
You will speak confidently.
Yes.
I said, you speak confidently.
Amen.
It was after this that Peter received boldness and stood and preached. And after his preaching, 3,000 people were saved.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Someone say, wow.
Wow.
The power of God is coming on you.
Amen.
Shyness will go away.
Amen.
Fear will go away.
Amen.
Intimidation will go
Amen.
Away.
Amen.
Glory is coming to you.
Amen.
I said, glory will come to you.
Amen.
When he finished preaching, the people said in Acts 2:37, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then he gave them the answer, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And you shall what? And be baptized. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to those who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. So if the Lord our God has called you, then the power and the gift of speaking in tongues and the power of the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts are yours.
Yes.
They are not passed. Tonight you are going to pray.
Amen.
The Lord, make my life a sign and a wonder.
Amen.
And attention. You see, the reason why people will get up and go and see some man be in some bush, remote bush, is because there's a certain spirit, there's something that the man has come upon the person that is attracting people. When the Holy Spirit also comes upon you, your life will receive attention and attraction.
Jesus.
People will begin to salute you. I said they will salute you.
Yes.
How do I know that? Because in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. When Samuel anointed Saul, put it there. When Samuel anointed Saul, he said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander? So who is the one who anoints? Who is the one who anoints?
Lord.
So do you want anointing?
Yeah.
You don't seek anointing from men, you seek anointing from God.
Jesus.
And that is why tonight we are here.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, yes. Work out your own salvation. You, no joking around, no looking around. You are looking, not your father, not your mother. You want to receive the anointing. He said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be what? Commander or captain over his inheritance. Amen. Then he went to verse 2 quickly. We're going to use it. When you have departed from me, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb. And Rachel is talking about love. It means that you are going to experience love. In the territory of Benjamin at Zelzah, that is nobility, greatness. And they will say to you, the donkeys which you went to look for have been found. It means that when the anointing comes upon you, what you have been looking for, you are going to find it.
Amen.
The husband you'll find.
Amen.
The business you'll find.
Amen.
The first class you'll find.
Amen.
The money you'll find.
Amen.
Whatever is hiding, you'll find.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 And now your father has ceased caring about the donkeys and is worrying about you. It means that, you see, earlier on, the father was interested in the donkeys. But when the anointing came upon him, upon Saul, now the father became interested in his soul. It means that people who have not been interested in you and you are not significant, the spirit of significance is coming to you. You become very important.
Amen.
I say you become very important.
Amen.
Because of the anointing.
Amen.
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 So he was saying, your father is worrying about you, saying, what shall I do about my son? Hey, may you receive significance.
Amen.
May you become very important to your boss.
Amen.
Important in your community.
Amen.
Important in your family.
Amen.
Anything. May people who disregarded you and they were working on you like doormat, from today, may they hold you like precious egg.
Amen.
Because of the oil. Because
Amen.
Of the anointing.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus. When they are choosing people, may they choose you.
Amen.
May you be selected.
Amen.
I said, may you be selected.
Amen.
May your children be selected.
Amen.
May your spouse be selected.
Amen.
May your family be selected.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 3. He says, verse 3. Then you shall go on forward from there. It means that when the anointing comes up, when progress comes to you. Receive the spirit of progress.
I receive it.
Receive progress.
I receive it.
And you'll come to the territory of Tabor. It means that you'll come under shade. You'll come and you receive progress and you receive covering.
Amen.
And three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you. Ah, when you are anointed, the place you stay is the presence of God.
Jesus.
People from God's presence will come to you.
Amen.
One carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, and
yes.
another carrying a skin of wine. Ooh. Oh, I don't have time to get into all this. Amen.
Amen.
And they will greet you. They will do what? They will greet you. King James says what? They will salute you.
Amen.
People who have never greeted you, they will greet you.
Jesus.
People will bow.
Jesus.
They will greet you with a bow.
Jesus.
You don't understand. I said, they will greet you with a bow.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And they will give you two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. It means that when the anointing comes upon you, gifts come to you. From today, receive gifts.
I receive it.
Gifts of houses.
I receive
gifts
it.
Of cars.
I receive it.
Gifts of money.
I receive it.
Gifts of dollars.
I receive
gifts
it.
Of long life.
I receive it.
Gifts of pastor and salvation.
I receive
gifts
it.
Of favor.
I receive
gifts
it.
Of progress.
I receive
gifts
it.
Of a good husband.
I receive
gifts
it.
Of a good wife.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
God is going to give you good gifts.
Jesus.
He will touch the hearts of people to give you good gifts.
Jesus.
Just like Boaz commanded his servants that they should deliberately leave handfuls of food around so that when Ruth goes to the field, she will pick it up. May God command his angels, command people
yes.
to deliberately
yes.
bring good
yes.
things unto yes. you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And then when you read the verse 5, he says that, verse 5, quickly, verse 5, and you shall come to the hill of God. Where is the garrison of the Philistines? And when you are come there, you shall meet a company of prophets coming down from the place. And with the harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And Bible says that, verse 6 says that, and the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them. And you shall be turned into another man.
Man.
Jesus.
Man.
When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you are turned into another man.
Amen.
Amen. The weakness will go away.
Amen.
The shame will go away.
Amen.
The negative tag will go away.
Amen.
You that they used to describe you negatively, now they'll describe you positively.
Amen.
Those who didn't mind you will bow before you.
Amen.
And gifts are coming to you.
Amen.
Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name, in the name of Jesus.
As you caused Moses,
as you caused Moses
to see the burning bush,
to see the burning bush,
and it was not consumed,
and it was not consumed,
and he turned aside to see it,
and he turned aside to see it.
The burning bush received attention and attraction.
The burning bush received attention and attraction.
May the power of the Holy Ghost,
may the power of the Holy Ghost
come upon me,
come upon me.
Like in the early days of the church.
Like in the early days of the church.
As he came upon the disciples.
As he came upon the disciples.
With cloven tongues of fire.
With cloven tongues of fire.
Their life became a sign and a wonder.
Their life became a sign and a wonder.
They went about preaching.
They went about preaching.
Healing. Casting out demons. Living in love and unity.
Spreading
your glory. Preaching your gospel.
Preaching your gospel.
From today.
May my life.
Be a sign
and a wonder
like a burning bush.
I pray fresh fire.
Make my life a fresh fire.
May I be filled with the Holy Spirit.
And begin to speak with new language.
Turn my heart.
May I receive a new heart.
And turn me into another man.
Into another woman. In the name of Jesus.
From today,
may my life receive attention and attraction. May my home, my business, my education, my finances receive attention and attraction.
In the name of Jesus.
As I clap my hands, I declare, let my heavens be open.
Pour forth rain over my life.
May my life become like the watered garden.
Fire.
Say Holy Ghost fire. Say
tonight.
I receive.
Holy Ghost fire.
Say tonight.
I receive.
Holy Ghost fire.
Tonight.
I receive.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Lord,
turn me into another man.
Make me
a commander, a leader
of your people.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord,
let me experience
love,
protection,
covering.
From today,
because of the anointing,
let my life
become significant.
Those who forgot about me,
may they remember me.
May I become
very important
in their eyes
because of the anointing.
Let me become important
in my company,
in my family,
in my church.
In my school,
in my community,
in my nation,
in my world,
in the name of Jesus,
Christ of Nazareth,
the Son of the living God.
I pray fresh oil over my life.
In the name of Jesus,
make my life significant.
And Lord,
because of the anointing.
Let people look for me
to give me gifts.
Give me gifts.
Give me gifts.
Give me gifts.
From today,
I declare,
the Lord is my shepherd.
I
shall not want.
I shall not
lack
anything.
In the name
of Jesus,
may people salute me. Those who never regarded me, may they salute me.
May they salute me.
I receive gifts
from their hands.
In the name
of Jesus,
Christ of Nazareth.
And Lord,
let me come
into your presence.
And from today,
let
your Holy Spirit
come
upon me to prophesy.
I
receive
the anointing
to prophesy
and
turn me
into
another man,
another person.
I receive
fresh oil,
Open your mouth and talk to him now. Give me oil in my life. I pray. Give me oil in my life. Give me money. Pray and say, give me oil, sing it. Give me oil in my life. Give me oil. Put the words on the screen. Give me oil. Let the Lord change me, make me into another man, another woman. Make me a fisher of men. Make me a fisher of men. Keep me seeking. Make me a fisher of men. I pray. Make me a fisher. Make me a fisher of men. Keep me seeking. Seek his soul. Seek his soul. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Everybody pray. Holy Ghost, follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Anointing for me.
Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit. Move me now. Move me now. And make my life whole again. Spirit, Spirit, Holy Spirit, move. Move me now.
Sing, everybody sing for the last time and say,
Holy Spirit, hey, move me now, move me now, make my life whole again. Spirit, move, over me, over me, over me.
Say, Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Move over me.
Move over me.
Help me to prophesy.
Help me to prophesy.
Turn me into another man.
Help me to another man.
Make me a prophet of God.
Make me a prophet of God.
Cause me to walk in the supernatural.
Help me to walk in the
make
supernatural.
My life.
Make my life
a sign and a wonder.
A sign and a wonder.
From today.
From today.
May my life be like a burning bush.
May my life be like a burning bush.
To receive attention.
To receive attention.
And attraction.
And attraction.
Let my life.
Let my life.
Let my business.
Let my business.
Let my marriage.
Let my marriage.
Let my ministry.
Let my ministry.
Let my calling.
Let my calling.
Receive.
Receive.
Supernatural attention.
Supernatural attention.
And attraction.
And attraction.
Those who ignored me.
Only
and never saw any good thing.
And never saw any
in
good
my
thing.
Life.
In my life.
From today.
From today.
Let them see.
Let them
may my life,
may my life
become significant,
become significant,
full of your power,
of your
full
power,
of your glory.
Of your glory.
Let your oil,
let your oil
fall afresh.
Fresh,
fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Open your mouth.
Fresh
ataraya. Say, change me, Lord. Chalala batata. Taparatata. Irabatakataya. Irapataya. 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 Hey. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Lord, change me. Change me, Lord. Change my hope. Change my situation. Change my situation. Let your anointing come. Let your kingdom come. Say, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in my life. Hey, Rashonoya. Oh yes. Oh yes. Tonight is fire night. It's fire night. Fire night. Say, let the fire be upon me. I pray for fresh fire.
Fresh fire.
Fresh fire.
Fresh fire.
Fresh
fire.
Let my life be like a burning bush to receive attention and attraction. Let my ministry receive attention and attraction. Let the church receive attention and attraction. Make my life a sign and a wonder. Fill me with your fresh fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost, oh Lord.
Let me become significant. Let my child become significant. Let the Father, the Holy Ghost, man, turn me to another man. Tell the Lord, turn me to another man. Change me, Lord. Tell the Lord, change me. Turn me to another man. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Change us, Lord. Change us, Lord. Change the way we behave. Change the way we talk. Change us, Lord. Eya doro sheketa barababa, iye maro shete ra da da do ra la la. Ho 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 ho. Poporo toro poporo baba. Hey, 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 Rakondo rera ba shende lelelelelelele. Krita doro ba shekere lelele. Pororo shende lelele ba shekere. Kemara ba shekere ba da ba da ba da. Hey ra ba shekere ba ba. Hey. 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 The fragrance. The fragrance.
The fragrance of the worship. Rose up to the fire.
The words on the screen.
Noises, thunderous earthquakes. Where the response to my worship.
The fragrance of my worship.
Rose up to the Father. Noises, thunderous lightness. Where the response to my worship. Better with fragrance
of my worship.
Rose up to the Father.
Noises.
Noises, thunderous earthquakes. Where the response to my worship. The fragrance of my worship
rose up to the Father. Noises, thunders, lightness.
Where the response to my worship dancing with fragrance.
Hey,
then it turned to fire.
My worship is my weapon.
My worship is my weapon.
Hey.
This is all with my body.
Worship is my weapon. That is how I turn into a fragrance.
Turns into a fragrance.
Then it turns to fire.
Then it turns to fire.
My worship
is my weapon.
That is how.
This is how I win my battle.
Turns into a fragrance.
Turns into a fragrance.
Then it turns
to fire.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
My worship is my weapon.
Yeah.
This is how we will battle. This is how we win. This is how we
win.
The smoke of my worship released upon the earth.
This is how I win.
This is how we win.
This is how I win. The smoke of my worship.
The smoke of my worship really upon the earth.
This is how I win.
This is how I win.
This is how I win.
The smoke of my worship. worship, the smoke of my worship release.
Hey Kadosh. Hey Kadosh.
Hey Kadosh. Balambayande.
Hey Kadosh.
Balambayande.
Hey Kadosh. Balambayande.
Hey Kadosh.
You alone, you alone, I have the all praise. You alone, say, you alone, I have the all praise.
You alone, I have the all praise.
Hey, Adosh, I have the all day. Hey, Adosh,
I have
the you alone, I have the all praise.
You alone, I have the all
praise.
Hey,
Adosh, hey, Adosh. Alambayande.
Hey Adosh,
Alambayande.
Hey Adosh, Alambayande.
Hallelujah! Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Kemahalaba shekadaba. Ha.
In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 to 46, the Bible says it had not rained. Elijah actually had prayed earlier on, and it had not rained for 3.5 years. There was famine in the land, and this was a result of, you know, the sin of the land, King Ahab and his people. But Elijah prayed. Is that right? Uh-huh. Elijah prayed. Now, when he prayed, he told Ahab, get up and go and eat and drink. For there is a sound of abundance of rain. When we pray, abundance of rain comes. When we started praying this evening, there was no sign of any rain, but I believe that it has cooled the atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This rain is a significant one. Special blessings are coming to your life.
Amen.
Unexpected blessings. Unexpected favor. Unexpected breakthrough.
Amen.
Unexpected honor.
Amen.
Unexpected open doors.
Amen.
What you may not be expecting, God suddenly, like the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that when they pray, suddenly your husband is coming.
Amen.
Suddenly your wife is coming.
Amen.
Suddenly the passport is coming.
Amen.
Suddenly the visa,
Amen.
Suddenly your job is coming.
Amen.
Suddenly your children are rising up. Suddenly favor is coming.
Amen.
Suddenly your childbirth is taking place.
Amen.
Suddenly you are getting pregnant.
Amen.
Suddenly you are having new children.
Amen.
Suddenly progress is coming.
Amen.
Suddenly the dollars are flowing.
Amen.
Suddenly the pounds are coming.
Amen.
Suddenly a fresh anointing is coming
Amen.
To you. Suddenly
yes.
the doors are opening.
Yes.
I see doors are opening.
Yes.
You are swinging open.
Amen.
You are swinging open.
Amen.
Suddenly
yes.
the person who didn't like
yes.
you will begin to like you
yes.
and will begin to look for you.
Amen.
Suddenly on the day of Pentecost. Suddenly. There was a mighty rushing wind. Suddenly. So he said,
suddenly.
So he said, there's a sound of abundance of rain. It had not rained all this while. Ha, I tell you, listen to me. The things that I'm saying, where I am in the serial prophetic elements. And you want to sow into this thing for God to manifest some mighty things in your life.
No.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And the verse number 42, the Bible says that, ha, Ahab went and ate, but Elijah went to Mount Carmel. You see, unbelievers can be eating, but you are not supposed to be eating. You are not supposed to be like them. You are different. That's what I'm different. So he went to the top of Carmel to be alone. Listen to me. If you want the supernatural, you cannot always act normal. You see, when you keep staying with some people, you become like them.
Mm.
If you want to be like God and receive from God, be alone with him.
Mm. It's deep.
That's why Jesus himself, early in the morning, he will move away from people. He will get called before he brings call to the people. You cannot be with people all the time and talking and walking an extraordinary. No, you cannot be. You have to learn to separate yourself. And Bible says that he went to the mount and cast himself down upon his face. Put his knees between, his face between his knees. That means that I am not looking at anybody. only God. And you must get to a point whereby you are not looking to man, you're not looking daddy, you're not looking to mommy, you're not looking to husband, you're not looking to wife, you're not looking to children, you are looking only unto God.
Amen.
Looking unto Jesus.
Amen.
The author and the finisher of our faith.
Jesus.
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.
Amen.
And sat at the right hand of the Father. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Amen.
And then he told his servants, go up now. Look toward the sea. He went and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. There are times that when you pray the first time, you are not seeing anything. And that's why sometimes you have to have protracted prayer. You must apply pressure. Somebody say, apply pressure.
Apply
and
pressure.
Mark, in Matthew 11, 12, he says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence, the violent taketh it. Listen, things are not going to come to you, you must
Jesus.
Take. You must get up and say, I take the business.
Take
you
it.
Rise up in the night, say, Shaka Haba, I take the business. I take my wife. Shaka Rababa, I receive my children. Shaka Labaya, I receive my grandchildren. Imokoda, say, Satan, you will not steal what belongs to you. You are a thief. And when a thief steals, he shall be made to restore sevenfold. I am coming for what is mine. I am coming. I am coming for my house. I am coming for my car. I am coming for my anointing. I am coming for it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Say, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Hallelujah. So Ahab went. So he put his face and said, go. And he went 7 times. When you pray the first time, you haven't seen anything, keep on praying. No matter how hard the rock is, as you keep hitting it, it will split into pieces.
Amen. Amen.
Then when he prayed, verse 44, at the 7th time, he said, behold, let me see, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go and say up unto Ahab, prepare your chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. I saw a little cloud like a man's hand. That's the hand of God. When you pray, the hand of God is released. From this man, I see the hand of God coming upon somebody.
Amen.
I see the presence of God is coming upon people.
Amen.
I see his glory. His glory, the Lord.
Oh, your name is holy.
Hey,
holy. Oh, his name is holy.
Oh, his name is holy.
Oh, holy.
Hey, hey, hey. The voice of God sounds like a voice of a man. That's why when God was talking to Samuel, he thought it was Eli calling. So some of the things that you may be seeing, you think it's ordinary, but it's not ordinary. And tonight is not an ordinary night for you. Because I see the hand of Jehovah moving all over this place. And his finger is touching your issue. Ah, the Lord is touching your issue. His glory is in this place. His power is in this place. He's anointing, he's anointing, he's anointing, he's anointing, he's anointing, he's anointing. Yarabashi, Yarabasoni, Yarababaya. Ha, ha, ha. Then he told him, go. That the rain stopped thee not. 45. When the anointing comes upon you, the hand of God comes upon you, what happened? It came to pass that the heaven was black with clouds. What has begun small is going to become very heavy. Some of you, you begin to walk around and your life will be a sign and a wonder. In fact, your life is going to become a surprise to you yourself. And a surprise to people. What you are not even seeing about yourself, others are going to see it.
Jesus.
Amen. Others are going to see it. So people, that God will open the eyes of people and say, he said, I can see angels around you. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I've been there. Some people say that I saw these angels. I saw two angels by you. I saw this. I saw it. Amen. And he says that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. And what black with what? Clouds and wind. The wind of God is going to blow mighty things into your life. And there arose a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. A king always rides with at least four horses. And the average speed of the horse is about 75 kilometers per hour. So the four of them, you can imagine the speed. But the 46, the Bible says that the hand of the Lord was on. The hand of the Lord was on. How did the hand of the Lord come upon him? Before that, what was he doing? Was he eating?
No.
Was he drinking?
No.
Was he gossiping?
No.
Was he on Snapchat?
No.
Was he on Instagram?
No.
Was he on WhatsApp?
No.
What was he? His. You see nobody. Was
Jesus.
Praying. Someone say praying.
Praying.
Say pray.
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 And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. He gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. He outran him. He received the spirit of peace. Speed. From tonight, may the hand of the Lord be upon you.
Jesus.
You are going to pray the Lord, let your hand be upon me. And release speed. The hand of the Lord is. So when the hand of the Lord comes upon you, can I have somebody here? Come, somebody come here, come here. The hand of the Lord. See, when the hand of the Lord comes upon you, kabashkia, and you are taking a step, as the hand of the Lord comes upon you, see, you are just going, go at a 30 space, small space. But when the hand of the Lord comes upon you, he pushes you, and there's a speed.
Jesus.
You achieve things at a faster rate.
Amen.
Some of you are going to build at a faster rate.
Jesus.
That's why it says that the hands of Zerubbabel, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, that scripture he said was meant for building. Building of your home, building of your marriages, building of your businesses. Look at it, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. And he said to me, the word of the Lord came to Zerubbabel saying, not by might. What you are going to do is what? Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. Now jump to the verse number 9. Yeah, verse number 9. The hands of Zerubbabel, the hands of Ajua, the hands of Kwesi, the hands of you have laid the foundation of this house. You have laid a certain foundation. His own hand shall finish it.
Amen.
And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you.
Amen.
Not by might, not by power. The hand of the Lord will come upon you. Yes. You will build your building.
Amen.
You will train your children.
Amen.
They will rise up and grow up.
Amen.
They will become outstanding.
Yes.
The glory of the Lord will be upon you.
Amen.
Power and might shall be thy portion. The spirit of speed is coming to you.
Amen.
As the speed is coming to you, your children will be promoted.
Amen.
Double promotion.
Amen.
International doors opening.
Amen. Amen.
Hey!
Let there be light.
Now listen. When you hear a prophet praying over you, don't joke with it. Don't think that the man is just muttering something. I've had people that I blessed their marriage, the very things I said, just you see that out of the invisible words came visibility. Where they saw story buildings and story, all kinds of children and co arising. I remember going to outdoor somebody's child, and the spirit came upon me, and I started, as I was praying for the child and praying that God would open doors, the child would grow and attend international schools and scholarships and things. Recently, the mother of one of these children told me, said that my daughter has gotten scholarship of over 80,000 United States of America dollars. 80,000. Yes. Gone to one of the Ivy schools. Very good schools. They just went and dropped the child and came in America. The campus of the university is bigger than this whole area. I saw, they show me the drone and go. Oh, I pray that God will open doors for your children.
Jesus.
Into such schools. I'm telling you. Out of prayer, out of prophetic word and utterance, God has granted them speed. She was telling them that, I don't know how we are going to pay 80,000. But the hand of God has come and the money has already been taken care of. By a scholarship. Receive that scholarship.
I receive.
You see that open door?
I receive.
So we are going to pray that, Lord, let your hand be upon me.
Amen.
Let your living waters flow upon me. Let your Holy Spirit take control. Let your power come upon me. Let there be speed. Speed. Some of you, we have been slow. But now let there be speed. Somebody say speed. So we are going to pray that, let your hand come upon me. And let there be speed in every area of my life. Are you ready to pray with that prayer? Hasha Baba. You finish your building in speed.
Amen.
You buy the car with speed. Your children will do well with speed.
Amen.
You write exam, everything with speed.
Amen.
Whatever, when they are processing documents, your own, they will process it faster.
Amen.
And the person will say, I don't know why, but I have to do it for you. Imaledeo,
Okukum Parada, in the name of Jesus.
Imaledeo, Okukum Parada,
Imaledeo,
Okukum Parada,
Imaledeo, Okukum Parada,
Imaledeo. Darkness go away. Let there be light.
Let there be light.
Some of you don't understand what they're praying. This song is in the scripture, Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. The word was there in the Hebrew is tohu va'bohu. It became without form and void. That means that the enemy interrupted it. And the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. It means that when the Spirit of God comes around, there's reparation. Things that are spoiled, He fixes it up. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. That light refers to Christ. And after that, because in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things were made by Him, the Word. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of the world.
Jesus.
Referring to Jesus Christ. And it was after that that He said, let the light come. Let there be the firmament. Let there be the trees. Let there be this. And creation took place. So as the hand of God comes upon you, the Spirit of God comes upon you, you pray, we're going to pray the Lord, let your Spirit come upon me. Let there be light. Let the Spirit of speed come. And then you begin to call forth the things you want to see in your life. Let it come. No more delay. Someone said, no more delay.
No more delay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Daniel prayed, God sent an angel, and the demon that was interrupting the miracle they were dealt with. Sometimes you have prayed. You say, the very first day you prayed, your prayer was heard. I have come because of thy prayer. But the prince of Persia had withstood me. Any prince of Persia that has tried to stand your way, standing at any gate. Listen, sometimes some enemy is standing at the gate too, stopping whoever has to come to, frightening them. A man who has to come to you, a helper has to come to you, sweeping them away. Today we sweep away all the sweepers.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You are not saying like you mean it. Some of you are standing there pulling your beard and things like that. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I come against any evil force.
Any evil force.
Standing between me.
Standing between
and my breakthrough.
And my breakthrough.
Standing at the doorway.
Standing at the doorway.
Stopping me from entering.
Stopping me from entering.
My destination.
My destination.
And stopping my helpers.
And stopping my helpers.
From locating my life.
From locating my life.
Today I sweep away.
Today I sweep away.
Any sweeper.
Any sweeper.
I oppose.
I oppose.
The opposer.
The opposer.
I employ the fire
of God,
the lightnings
of God,
the arrows
of God,
and I scatter their work. And I pray, oh Lord, as your hand came upon Elijah, and he outran
Ahab.
Let your oil,
let your power,
let your presence come upon me. Grant unto me the spirit of speed
to
overcome
every limitation.
Let me achieve things faster, faster, faster. Whatever belongs to me, let it locate my address in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, do a new thing in my life. I receive
your hand
and supernatural speed to come upon me from today. I declare
your grace
and your glory over my life. Doors to my next level. So open,
open,
open, favor doors,
open,
long life doors,
open,
good health doors,
open,
promotion doors,
open,
supernatural doors,
open,
favor doors.
Open,
honor doors,
open,
open, as I clap my hand, the doors, open,
open,
open, open your mouth and talk to God right now. Kemara shedara bakanda baraha, ilo bashe kohona heya, iko bahenda heya beya. Paraposon de prayer, arome kebra haya, pratose beta haya. Anybody standing at the door. Ilola bashinde he makelele ne aladia. Hey ya da 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 da. Oh yeah 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 yeah. Bakoto roche de badunuli alaba. Ike morono ye ne badunuli ye ne baduni alaba. Ino lolo tende baduha da bada. Si de bakoto rome shike no ne da ya. Iyo lo matole mezo le la bode akadoni alaba. Hey. Hey. Hey! 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 Jesus, baraba sheraba. Oh, baba batonde le badonde le baraba shekeri. Hey! Hey! Hey!
Mababa Shandala Baba de Karabandala Baba. Let the hand be upon me. Let the hand be upon our home. Let the hand be upon my family. Let the hand be upon my church. Let the hand be upon us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ierados and barone 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 ala la. Shobeke na babone ara babone baro mari ala la mari ala la boni ala babe. Yamane yamane ayo baye. Shadara ba shadara ba ye. Kebara ba shekara ba 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 kara ba 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 ba. Hey shabi kara brone se ne brone. Boteri ala la ba bote kara ba brone ba. Yamane yamane ba 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 ba. Yamara ba shekara ba 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 ba. Hey baro ya ba. Hey, Madoya Bayo. Hey, Madoya Bade. 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 Come on, pray. Come on, pray. So let the hand, let the glory of the Lord. 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 Say, Lord, let your glory, let your glory, let your hand be upon me. Grant unto me speed. Let me finish school early. Let me finish my exam early. Let me marry early. Let me beg children early. No more delay. No more delay. Ain't nobody standing between me and my breakthrough. We cast and bind your way. In the name of Jesus. Ivo poro shenda prororobo shada. Ke parodo senda ruparo de ala paduya. Oh ya ya daddy ya dono tala. Tone ala da buna ya la babu ni ala babuya. Eh ya bo 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 de 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 ala bababa. Eh ya 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 do 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 mama me. Ino polo lo ne shami da bo mama ya bo do de ala. Ke manele manoki ala la buni ala. Ayo bebe le da ya de ya da ya ba ya. Hey, my body, Allah, Allah, Moshe, Allah, Maya, Baba. Hey, Jesus, hey, Jesus, hey. Pray. May our gates be open. Isaiah 61, verse 11. May our gates be open continually. Isaiah 61, verse 11. Oh, yes. 61, verse 10. Isaiah 60, verse 10, verse 11. May our gates be open continually. Say, Lord, let my gates be open. Let my gates be open. Let my gates be open. Isaiah 60, verse 11. Say, Lord, let my gates be open. Continually. Hey! New King James. Adele Shendo. May my gates be open. May my gates be open. The anointing for speed. Let it come upon me. Let it come upon me. Let it come upon me. Let it not be shut. When you open the door, bless it. Let it be open. Let the marriage doors be open. Let the childbed doors be open. Let the favor door be open. Let the anointing door be open. Let the glory door be open. Let the business door be open. Church closed doors be open. Let your Holy Spirit, let your Holy Spirit. Oh, Rabashenda, Rabatunda, Rababa. Hey. Hey. Oh Jesus. My belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Come on!
Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water.
Sing again! Out of my belly!
Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living waters.
Sing again, out of my belly.
Out of my belly
the river flows.
Let the river flow.
Begins to bring every heaven to life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now.
Flow with us, flow with us.
Let the river flow.
Say, let the river flow.
Begins to bring every heaven to life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now.
As the river flow.
And as the river flows,
it brings to the bread.
It begins to bring everything.
It brings to life. It brings to life every dead thing. It begins to bring life.
As the river flows,
it begins to bring every dead thing to life. Dead things are coming to life tonight. Dead things are receiving life. Receive, receive, receive. Oh, as the river flows.
It begins to bring everything to life. The life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now.
Out of my belly,
out of my belly shall flow river.
River
of living waters.
D-I-E-A. Somebody shout, out of my belly.
Out of my belly shall flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Hey, let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Oh, let it flow right here, right now. Hey, let it flow, let it flow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Feel the rivers of God are flowing here tonight. As the river flows, it brings dead things to life.
Good.
One of the things God told me when we started this ministry, that springs of life means that as the springs come forth, it gives life. It washes away filth. So people come to the church and they have any form of filth, the waters wash them away.
Amen.
And those that are dying, their life, their businesses, nothing seems to show. You realize that at the scent of water, Bible said, when a tree is cut, and it's lying that at the scent of water, it rises up. So at the scent of the water of this ministry, at the scent of the water of this church, what is dead, what is dying, what they say it cannot be,
as the river flows,
hey!
As the river flows, hey! It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now.
As the river flows, whatever is dying in your life, it receive life tonight. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life. Oh, that I'm a shame, that
everybody. Right here, right now. And as the river flows.
I want us to deal with two major things before we close for tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And the first thing is to deal with any Goliath in your life. A Goliath always stands to intimidate you, to irritate you, to frustrate you, and to try to stop you from becoming what you have to become. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 3, that the Philistines, in fact, the verse 1 says the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle and were gathered at Succoth, which belongs to Judah. And they come between Succoth and Azekah. And verse 2, and Saul and the men of Israel were also gathered together, and they encamped in the valley of Elah, and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. And verse 3, the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel also stood on a mountain on the other side, with a valley between them. So
one mountain up, everybody was standing, and there was a valley between them. And then, so it was like a stalemate. And then, and verse 4 says, a champion arose or went out from the camp of the Philistines. His name was Goliath. He was about 10 feet tall. 6 cubits is, a cubit is 1.5 feet. Yeah. So was about 10 feet tall, taller than everybody here. Huge guy. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. Charlie, the guy was heavy. Someone say heavy.
Heavy.
Oh, very fully armed. And he went and threatened the people of Israel, and all of them, their tails were in between them. I mean, they couldn't just get up to do anything. And just to kind of, no, I'm not preaching on this, so I just want to give the prayer topic. So when David was sent by his father to go there, you know, he went and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who is threatening the armies of our Lord? And the king and everybody, all the mighty men, everybody was quiet. But you see, David, the Bible says in the verse 20, he rose early in the morning, left the sheep with the keeper, and then he went to the battlefield to go and give food, to go and give bread and butter and to his brothers. Now, when he went there, he decided that he was going to fight the guy. Now, why is it that he had that boldness? The king said, you can't. He said that, you know what? David said to Saul, your servant, verse 34, I want to show you something. He said, your servants, are you there with me, somebody? Mm-hmm. The 32 says, David said to Saul, let no man have faith because of him. Your servant will go and fight him. And Saul said, you are not able to fight. Go and fight against the Philistine. You are a youth, but he is a man of war from his youth. Then David said, your servant, read with me, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Charlie, to kill a bear is not a wild thing. Osisley. It's very wild. When they knock you one, it's like they have crushed you with the whole house. But David, because of the anointing upon him, he overcame the lion and the bear. The anointing on you is overcoming anything that comes against you. Oh, your amen has gone to sleep. Amen. So he was given permission to go and fight him. The verse 40. So he took his staff and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, which represent the fivefold ministry, and put them in a shepherd's bag. And the verse 41. The Philistine came. Everybody, now let's start reading from here. This is where the thing is very interesting. The Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. That is an armor bearer. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth and ruddy and good looking. He looked at this Akmanyon guy. Then the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. Have you seen? The enemy will always speak against you first. But when he speaks, don't keep quiet. Tell a friend, when he speaks, don't keep quiet. You tell you fail, you have no fear. You tell you won't do well, you are going to do well. You say you won't marry, you marry. You tell you have children, you have children. You tell you won't travel, you travel, you go for holidays and come. And you do international businesses.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen. Amen.
You'll be preaching. Listen, from today, anything you hear from the devil, say the opposite. And do the opposite.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
You see, I was telling some people that the simplest way of stopping drinking is to move away from drunkards and drinking spots. That's all. When you see the drinking spot, you go away. When you see a guy who drinks, move away. You want to stop womanizing and anything bad, move away from the person or from that place. Because it is the person or that place that influences you. So the moment you move from their influence, you no more, you don't come under their dominance.
Amen.
You want to be anointed, move to close to anointed people. Yeah. The moment you move close to anointed people, you will change. Yeah. You will change. I know it because I experimented in my school, my secondary school I attended. It was a school of learning, extreme learning. I mean, I haven't seen people who learn like that. They can't learn too much. So when you are sleeping and you are watching your friend, when you see that your friend is away from his bed, you also jump down. And when you are learning and you realize that the guy who scores 98% is still learning and you are scoring 95%, so how can you get up to go and sleep? You won't sleep. So long as he's learning, you are learning. So there's an infectious way of learning in the school. And so automatically it makes all the people there do. Are you here with me?
Yes.
But there are also some of the other schools that during their prep time, that is when the girls are cooking food and giving it to their young girls to go and give it to their boyfriends. Foolish girls! They have taken you to school instead of learning. Who call you jolly jolly? A prewasam, then you get pregnant. And then when you finish school, when you finish and they bring the results, maths, 9. English, 8. French, 9. Upper 9. Social. Social, you did well, 8. You have failed, Potter. 3, 1. Hey! And you are rejoicing. 3, 1. We're failing in English, 9. Maths, 9. Because your school didn't have an atmosphere. You were in the midst of friends who were not learning the atmosphere. So you want to do well in life. Found to my boy 1 year or more year, baby. Get close to them. Don't listen to stupid people. People talk by heart. Even when you come to church, if you want to do well, never listen to foolish people in the church. There are foolish people in the church. They talk by heart. They behave by heart. Move away from them. And get close to people who are serious with God. People who are determined to pray and live for God. Yes. So, David, because of the anointing upon him, David said to the Philistine, "You come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and with javelin." That means a physical accoutrement. "But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have what? Defied." So it became a battle of the gods. Are you here with me? So when they invoke the God of your hometown, invoke the God of Jehovah.
Amen.
When anybody say, "You, I'm taking you to somewhere," he said, "Me." Remember that anybody who curses you is cursed. Anybody who goes to mention your name anywhere and is pulling you down, fire could consume them.
Amen.
So when they take you, you also take them. Ube sama no amanyame. You are mentioning their name before the Lord, the Almighty God. And you will see how God will treat them. Amen. Then he said, "This day," that is what you are going to do to your Goliath today. "This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. And I will strike you and take away your head." There's a Goliath. There's a Goliath, but he has been defeated. Amen.
Amen.
Goliath doesn't want you to read it.
Yeah.
Because he has been defeated already. He said, "I will strike you, I will cut off your head, and I will give your carcass to the birds of the air." Have you seen it? And then after that, the guy was wearing a helmet. David didn't only speak, but he took action. Faith is taking an action. So he went, took the tie. And as he threw, the Holy Ghost directed it right into the guy's forehead. The guy fell down. Pam! David didn't have a sword, but he said, I will cut off your head. How are you going to cut somebody's head if you don't have a sword? But he prophesied. He spoke what he wanted. When Goliath fell down, he took Goliath's own sword and chopped off his head. Tonight, any Goliath standing before you, Goliath must fall. So say, Goliath must fall.
Goliath must fall.
And some Goliaths must die. Any Goliath that wants to see, when you see somebody who wants you dead,
he must go.
Because so you must, anybody who wants you dead is finished.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Every Goliath, we are going to curse and bind their works.
Amen.
Why am I introducing this topic now? We pray for the anointing. When David was anointed, he became another man. He received another heart. That heart and that man he became is what gave him the boldness to fight Goliath. From tonight, you have become another person.
Amen.
So every Goliath now, you speak against them.
Amen.
And may they fall.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray? Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any Goliath. Standing as an impediment. In my way.
Threatening me.
Any Goliath. Sitting at any office.
To try to manipulate things.
Against me.
Any Goliath.
In any family.
Any Goliath.
In my church.
Any Goliath.
Around me.
Intimidating me.
Harassing me.
Speaking against me.
Stopping me.
From getting into my destiny.
Today,
I employ
the fire of God.
The lightnings of God, the arrows of God.
And I scatter
every work of yours right now.
Say, Goliath,
fall!
Goliath,
fall!
Goliath,
fall!
Say, I cut off the head of every Goliath assigned against me. I cut off the head of any Goliath
in my family,
in my community,
at my workplace,
within my school,
in my business.
Any Goliath
standing against me,
listen to me.
I come against you
in the name
of the Lord of hosts,
in the name of Jesus,
the name that's above every name.
Every Goliath
of sickness,
any Goliath
of premature
death,
any Goliath
of poverty,
any Goliath
of frustration,
any Goliath
of delays,
any
Goliath
that is standing against me,
whatever your description is,
in whatever way
you manifest yourself,
the Goliath of deception,
hear me now.
I come against you
in the name
of the Lord.
I pierce your eye.
I crush you.
Say, I crush you.
Any demonic snake,
any serpentine spirit,
any frog spirit,
any spirit
that flies
over my house,
over my business,
come down,
crash into
powder.
Any evil cats
walking around my house,
today
I command the
fire
of the Holy Spirit against you
in the name of Jesus.
Let God,
let my God arrive.
I pray for angelic hosts
to assist me.
Goliath,
fall!
Goliath,
fall!
Goliath,
fall!
Goliath,
fall!
Goliath,
fall!
And the Goliath
in my marriage,
and the Goliath
fighting my children,
my grandchildren.
Goliath
fighting me
at my workplace.
Oh Goliath,
tonight
I've identified you.
I come against you
in the name of Jesus.
Goliath of delay,
Goliath that swallows
what is mine,
I rebuke you
in the name of Jesus.
And the Goliath
and the snake
that swallows
what belongs to me,
today
I cut off your head. Goliath, that sweeps away my joy and my blessing. Today, I sweep away the sweeper. I curse the curser. I bind the binder. I oppose the opposer. As I clap my hands, I overcome every Goliath. Open your mouth. Mention the Goliath by name. Goliath of drunkenness. Goliath of smoking. Goliath of womanizing. Goliath of menizing. Goliath of poverty. Goliath of sickness. And the Goliath of dishonor. Bind them now. Mention them by name. Any difficulty in your life, let the Goliath bow. Goliath in the church. Today we curse you. Goliath, fall. Fall. And the Goliath in the community. Fall. And the Goliath has been planted here. Fall. I cut off your head. I cut off your head. Cut off your head. Cut off your head. Cut off your head. Dismantle you. We curse you. We bind your words. In the name of Jesus. Hey. Hey, 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 let a window find every Goliath. Hey, 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 Goliath fighting my ministry. Goliath fighting my family. Goliath fighting my children and grandchildren. Goliath fighting my family. Goliath fighting my spiritual children. Goliath fighting my calling. Any kind of Goliath, tonight fall. Tonight fall. Tonight fall. Tonight fall. We cut off your head. We destroy your home. In the name of Jesus. Ikarobaba.
Rebel, 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 r
Tabalaba Kadahara Bahakaraba. Yedda da 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 da.
Listen, listen. I want you to look at your own life. Certain things that have resisted you for a very long time. Look at your family. You can see some of the families, they rise up at a certain point and they go down. Some people, they die at a certain age and they go down. There are people too in some family, you can see that drunkenness. They will drink a lot. You see that. Yeah, and sometimes you feel the temptation, even though you are born again, Charlie, the temptation, you do it secretly. Eh? Today you want to pray that those things are all Goliaths. Goliaths are fighting your business, fighting whatever. Anything that fights you and keep speaking like a stalemate. Today, may the Davidic anointing come on you.
Amen.
Say tonight.
Tonight.
Lift your hand and say tonight.
Tonight.
I receive.
I receive
the Davidic anointing.
The Davidic anointing.
And I settle once and for all.
And I settle once and for all.
Every Goliath.
Every Goliath.
Speaking against me.
Speaking against me.
Fighting against me.
Fighting against me.
Any negative genes.
Any negative genes.
That I have inherited.
That I have inherited.
From my family.
From my family.
Today I discharge them.
Today I discharge them
out of my system.
Out of my system.
Every negative habit.
Every negative habit.
And evil situations.
And evil situations.
That have perpetuated.
That have perpetuated.
Generations on end.
Generations on end.
Today I have joined.
Today I have joined.
The Commonwealth of Israel.
The Commonwealth of Israel.
By having Christ in me.
By having Christ
in me. The hope of glory.
The hope of glory.
Therefore I dismiss.
Therefore I dismiss.
Every assignment of Goliath.
Every assignment of Goliath.
The spirit that resists marriage.
The spirit that resists marriage.
People marry.
People marry.
And divorce and divorce and divorce.
And divorce and divorce and divorce.
Today I bind that spirit.
Today I bind that spirit.
As for me, I'll marry.
As for me, I'll
stay in the marriage.
Stay in the marriage.
Forever.
Forever.
Bear children.
Bear children.
Live to see my grandchildren.
Live to see my
and my great grandchildren.
And my great grandchildren.
I declare prosperity.
I declare prosperity.
I declare the favor of God.
I declare the favor of God
over my life.
Over my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Instrumentally, what has happened to you? Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, your clapping needs a top up. Shabahaka. No, your clapping hasn't gone anywhere. Hey, the young man sitting there, are you clapping? Are you part of us? Hey! Kabara Sharabaraba. Hey, Rabba. Give the Lord a shout! Now listen, listen. Anytime Holy Spirit comes upon a person, it gives you energy. Yes, it's energy. Somebody say energy.
Energy.
Yeah. No Holy Spirit filled person is. No. When you are filled the Holy Spirit, it gets you into action.
Jesus.
It gets you into action.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's why Caleb was 80 years and he said, "Give me this mountain. Give me this mountain." So when you are anointed, it gives you. So you cannot be there and hey, I sitting. You must be a person full of action. Amen.
Hey, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah.
Ghost, ah, we chant in the Holy 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 Ghost, ah. We chant in the Holy Ghost. We chant in the Holy Ghost. We chant in the Holy Ghost.
Of God moved.
Jesus.
So the Spirit moves people. The Spirit moves. And a song we sang that time said, let the river flow. And when the river flows, that's a flow of the river of the Holy Spirit flows. It causes dead things to come to life.
Amen.
Tonight, whatever is dead in your life, may it come to life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May your home come to life. May your prayer life come to life.
Amen.
May your preaching come to life.
Amen.
May your church come to life.
Amen.
May your family come to life.
Amen.
May your business come to life.
Amen.
May your relationship receive life.
Amen.
Receive the power of the living God in the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah.
Out
of your belly shall flow rivers of living. And rivers are dammed for power. Are you getting me? And that is why when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you cannot sit down. The Holy Spirit is not meant for us to speak in tongues, yes, but to get into action by preaching, by evangelizing, by praying for the lost, by laying hands on the sick. Hey, from tonight, you will see that, go and experiment it. Let somebody say, I'm not well, so I want to pray for you. And after that, say, begin to do what you couldn't do. You will be surprised about what you are going to see.
Jesus.
I see the power of God all over in this place.
Amen.
I see the glory of God all over
Jesus.
In this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to pray our final prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Kabashera. There's a song. Oh, your name. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we, yes, we, yes, we, yes, we, I want to pray and anoint people tonight. You are here, you want to be anointed, you want to receive fresh oil, fresh power. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
the scripture we are going to use as we anoint. Psalm 126. Every weakness in anybody here, we curse that weakness to go right now, Jesus, by the finger of God in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Psalm 126, verse 1 to 3, quickly. When the Lord, King James, turned again our captivity, may the Lord turn again your captivity. You see, the Lord turned again, they were got into captivity, and the Lord turned the captivity. We were like them that dream. May God do an amazing thing that your dream will come to pass. May God do something that it will become like a dream.
Jesus.
Eh? Yeah. I am his that is so. Eh? There's a song like that.
Oh, binyani mio. Said I am his oh, binyani mio.
That's going to be a song.
Said I am, oh, binyani mio. Mihuni aminyo. I am a sad soul. Bobinyani mio, Bobinyani mio. Sad and I'm a swan. Bobinyani mio.
God is going to work
this way.
Sad and I am.
Bobinyani mio.
Yeah.
Aminyo. I am a sad soul.
So we're going to pray. In Job 22, 28 and 29, it says that, and you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. As we lay, put the oil on you, the oil is a point of contact for the release, the discharge of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
And then after that, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you.
Jesus.
And the light shall shine on your ways. Not just your way, your ways. So in many ways your light is going to shine on you. It means that from today, any darkness in your life receive light.
Amen.
Every darkness receive light.
Amen.
And 29 says that, and it says that 29, when men are cast down, you shall say there's a lifting up. You are declaring there's a lifting up. Someone say there's a lifting up.
There's a lifting up.
So what are we going to say there's a lifting up? Psalm 126. When the Lord turned down our captivity, we're like those that dream. Is that right? Then, Psalm 126, verse 2. Then was our mouth filled with what? Laughter. We're going to pray that, Lord, turn around my captivity. Financial captivity. Marital captivity. Business captivity. Any form of captivity. That means that in any way where you have been captured and put in a place, the Lord turn it around. Number two, may the Lord fill your mouth with laughter and your tongue with singing. That means that with happy songs. From today, receive happy songs. And then they will say among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. May people now say, when they see you, that the Lord has done great things for you in the name of Jesus.